Your Bibles to the book of 2 Samuel, the third chapter. 2 Samuel chapter 3. In your Scofield Bible, page 358. Beginning with verse 31, we'll read through verse 36. We'll read these verses responsively. The text verse is the 33rd verse. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 31 through 36. And let's stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. And David said to Joab and to all the people that were with him, "Rend your clothes and gird you with sackcloth and mourn before Abner." And King David himself followed the bier. And they buried Abner in Hebron. And the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner. And all the people wept. And now the text verse. And the king lamented over Abner and said, "Died Abner as a fool dieth? Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters. As a man falleth down before wicked men, so fellest thou." And all the people wept again over him. And when all the people came to cause David to eat meat while it was yet day, David sware, saying, "So do God to me, and more also, if I taste bread or aught else till the sun be down." People took notice of it, and it pleased them, as whatsoever the king did pleased all the people. And let's pray. And we're thankful once again, O our God, to be in this place. This is a wonderful place to be. We're sorry that there are those who could not be here because of illness. But thank you that this great crowd is assembled. This building is packed. We have those who visit with us, but we have so many who come regularly and who are here every Sunday. Thank you for this great crowd. We pray that you'd speak to our hearts now. There's no point in getting together unless you meet with us. There's no point in giving ear to the preaching of thy word unless you speak through our preacher. We know that you will. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our rescue mission men this morning, it says that David followed the bier. It's not what you think it means. And it's our bass section of the choir. I'd like to say the same thing. It's not the kind of bier that you wish it were. Our Heavenly Father, here we are this morning, thousands of us in one room. All of us have an inferiority complex. All of us are basically shy. All of us have a certain timidity. Some of us have learned to cover it up better than others. And yet the truth is, we're just earth-bound creatures, a little bit of dust held together by some moisture, going around and around on a ball we don't know much about, in a universe we know almost nothing about. And so we need to feel some security. May we feel it today from thy word, from thyself, and maybe even a tiny bit from thy servant. Speak to us in these moments, the only service that we'll have on this Sunday morning. If we don't get fed, we'll not be fed this week, at least until tonight. So give us, I pray, what we need today, in Jesus' name. Amen. I keep in my briefcase a little folder. And in that folder, I keep sermon ideas. As I say to our preacher boy so often, my life is one great search for ideas and truths that will help you. And I keep, I must have right now 150 sermon ideas and numbers of sermons already outlined, ready to preach when I feel God wants me to preach them to you. I have in that folder today, and have had for over a year, a little card, and on that card it says, "Abner dieth as a fool dieth." Anytime I find in the Bible, when I read the Bible, I read it for its content, I read it to get blessings. Anytime I find a statement like that that stands out almost like it were neon, I write it down, and I've had for many months now that idea for a sermon, Abner dieth as a fool dieth. The statement that David made when Abner had died, he said, died Abner as a fool dieth. And I thought, now, that ought to be a good sermon. And yet, the more I looked at it, the less I could find out why Abner was a fool. Oh, sure, Abner was a fool because he killed a man. Abner was a fool for many reasons, but I still didn't feel like that I had hit the real reason why God would put in the Holy Bible that Abner dieth as a fool dieth. And then a few weeks ago, it hit me. All of a sudden, it hit me. I'd like to know why Abner dieth as a fool dieth. Now, I found out several things. I think if you listen for a few moments, I think you'll understand. I think you're blessed by this. I think I know now the real reason why Abner dieth as a fool dieth. There's several things about it. In the first place, Abner had killed a man. However, this was not first-degree murder. He had killed this man in self-defense. The man's brother came to get revenge to kill Abner. Because Abner had killed his brother, he followed the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth philosophy, and he said, I'll get Abner. And by the way, he did. He killed Abner. Don't miss this. Don't miss it. Abner killed a man in self-defense. His brother, man's brother, came to kill Abner and did kill him. Listen, sailors. Sailors, listen to me. And as Abner had died, David makes the statement. King David makes the statement. Abner dieth as a fool dieth. Now, why did Abner die as a fool? I don't want to die as a fool dieth. And Abner died as a fool dieth. Now, follow me carefully. I'll tell you why I think he died as a fool died. When the Israelites had come into the Promised Land, God had made provisions for accidental murder and murder for self-defense. God had chosen three cities on the east side of the Jordan River and three cities on the west side of the Jordan River. And they were called cities of refuge. Are you listening? Cities of refuge. Now, these cities of refuge were cities for murderers only. If you'd kill somebody accidentally, or if you'd kill somebody in self-defense, and their relatives had come, or the avenger of their blood had come to kill you, you could flee to the nearest city of refuge. And by the way, the land of Israel, the land of Canaan, is not a very big land. Israel is a little tiny nation. And so with these three cities over here, and three cities over here, on three on either side of the Jordan River, a city of refuge was close to everybody. I mean, you didn't have very far to go. If you killed somebody accidentally or in self-defense and their avenger came to kill you, God had provided a place of safety for you in these six cities of refuge. Now, the truth is, Hebron was one of these cities. All in the world that Abner had to do when he killed a man was to flee to Hebron, or one of the six cities of refuge, and he would not have died. He was protected there. You see, these six cities of refuge were close to everybody. They were places where murderers were granted asylum. And how long could they stay? I love this statement. They could stay as long as the high priest liveth. Whoever the high priest was at that time, let's suppose that Brother Johnny killed Brother Evan. I just chose the one I would prefer if he did kill somebody. And suppose Brother Johnny killed Brother Evans. I would have chosen the other fellows, but the other guys are younger and they're worth more than the old men are. And so he killed Brother Evans. And suppose that Mrs. Evans said, I'll get that Colston fellow. Well, anybody knows Mrs. Evans can outrun Brother Johnny. And but there were six cities of refuge. And Brother John, if he could get to one of those cities before Mrs. Evans got to him, then they would keep Mrs. Evans out of the city because the Avenger was not allowed to pursue the murderer of an accidental murder or a self-defense murder. And whoever the high priest was at that time, Brother John would be safe in that city and could stay until the high priest died. As long as the high priest liveth, he can stay. And then he would be released, taken back to his hometown, and protected even then. But he could stay in the city of refuge only as long as the high priest lived. So when the high priest died, then all the people in these six cities would be taken out, and the cities would be empty, and then repopulated until the next high priest died. Now, Hebron was very close. All Abner had to do when he killed a man was to take off to one of these cities of refuge. Hebron, being very close, was the logical place. And if Abner had gone to one of these cities, he would not have died. Consequently, he didn't have to die, did he? He could have lived, couldn't he? I mean, there were six cities of refuge. So why did Abner die as a fool dieth? Abner died as a fool dieth because Abner didn't have to die. God had made provision for Abner, so Abner would not have had to die. But because Abner did not flee to the city of refuge or one of these cities of refuge, he died. And David said, what a fool. He didn't have to die. He could be alive right now if he'd chosen to be alive right now because the city of Hebron is a city of refuge. Now follow me carefully. What a picture. Hey, listen. What a picture. What a picture. You're guilty. You're guilty of death. You have blood on your hands. The blood of Jesus Christ is on your hands. You had a part in placing the Son of God to death. And by the way, if you hadn't done that, you're still a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. There's none righteous. No, not one. I'm saying you sin. And because you have sinned, there is one who's after you, even the evil one. But God, let me say, God has made for you a city of refuge. And that city of refuge is called Jesus Christ. You may flee to that city of refuge, which is Christ, if you choose to. If you don't come to Christ, you die and go to hell. I said, if you don't come to Christ, you die and go to hell. Well, you say, I don't believe in hell. That doesn't change it a bit. There's still a hell. The Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all those that forget God. The Bible says, then shall say to those on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, to everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. The Bible said, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. I'm saying, but I've got some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to go to hell. Abner died as a fool dieth, and anybody who dies without God, without being saved, and goes to hell, when he didn't have to go to hell, he could have run to Christ, dies as a fool dies, and liveth as a fool liveth. Now listen to me. If look at Abner. Here's this man who had killed a man in self-defense. I woke up and I say, Abner, come here, Abner. Quickly, Abner. Abner was a little slow on his feet. I walk in and say, Abner, pouring medicine on your hand is not going to help you now, Abner. Abner, look, you killed a man, didn't you? But it was no purpose, right? I've got some good news for you. See right back there? That's what they call Hebron. That's the city of refuge. All you got to do is go back there. And if you go back there, you'll find refuge there. And the man, your pursuer cannot, your avenger cannot come and cannot get to you. And you can be free right back there. Now, if you stay here, your avenger will kill you. In fact, he's sitting over there right now. I know she's sitting back there right now, I mean. And she'll kill you. But you've got a place where you can go of refuge. And he says to me, I won't go. Say it.
I won't go.
But man, listen. You're a murderer, right? And there comes the Avenger and she'll kill you. Is that right? Only hope you've got not to die is to go to that city, right?
Right.
Would you go?
No.
I think you're a fool. I've always thought you were a fool.
I think you're a fool. I don't understand this. I mean, man, there's a provision. And by the way, I don't understand it. Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. The Bible says the soul of the sinner that should die. And you're going to hell. But Jesus comes and says, hey, you don't have to go to hell. There's a refuge. A city of refuge. And that refuge is in Christ. You come to Christ and you won't have to go to hell. Thank you, fool. I mean, John. But now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. How much more foolish are you than Abner? If David said Abner dieth as a fool dieth, how much more foolish are you? Here you are, a sinner. The wages of sin is death. You're on your way to hell. If you died today, you'd burn in the fires of hell forever and ever and ever. Well, you say this modern age doesn't believe that. Doesn't make a bit of difference in the world. God is still God. The Bible is still the Bible. Word of God is still true. And God is no liar. And there is a hell where people that die without God burn forever. How foolish you are not to come to Christ. By the way, that city of refuge of Christ is as near as where you are now. Just as they had six of these cities. Six because six is man's number. Just as they had six of these cities. And these cities were easily accessible. Hey, anybody in this room right now, who right where you are, would say, I know I'm a sinner. And I know I'm lost. And I know that Jesus paid the penalty for me on the cross. Anybody, I don't care who you are, how sinful you are, how wicked you've been. I don't care. God will forgive you and keep the avenger from you and not let the devil get you and you'll go to heaven. But you said for the house, how long will I be saved? As long as the high priest liveth. Talk about falling from grace. As long as the high priest liveth. That man is not in that city because he was good. He's in that city because he was bad. He got to that city because he had faith in that city and obeyed the command of God. And he can stay there as long as the high priest liveth. And that's how long I'll be saved. Talk about losing my salvation. As long as the high priest liveth. Brother, I will die and go to hell or lose my salvation the very moment that God himself dies and is buried in the grave somewhere. But as long as Jesus Christ and the Bible says he ever liveth, and he is my high priest. And Hebrews chapter 7:25 said, he is my high priest. And he says, he lives forever. Forever. How long am I saved? Bless God, forever. If you get saved this morning, how long will you be saved? As long as the high priest liveth. You walk this aisle this morning and say, yes, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell. But Jesus has told me if I'd come to him and come and trust him as my Savior, I could go to heaven. You'll be saved as long as the high priest liveth. Hebrews 7:25 says he ever liveth to make intercession for us. We don't avail ourselves to God's provisions. We're fools. You folks that could go to heaven this morning by simply receiving Christ, and you go to hell when there's a city of refuge available for you as close as where you are right now. You'll die as a fool dieth. A man that dies and goes to hell when he could have gone to heaven dies as a fool dieth. A man that dies without God when he could have had God dies as a fool dieth. A man who burns forever in the fires of torments, who could have walked the golden streets of heaven forever, dieth as a fool dieth. I say this morning, and all over this place, there are people in this great sea of thousands of faces today. I do not know you. I do not know that you're here. And there are hundreds of you. I would not know if I saw you on the street tomorrow. But tucked away in all these sections, all the balcony and the mezzanine, tucked away in all these sections, there are people who don't know you're saved. You know you're a sinner. But you don't know if you died today you'd go to heaven. Let me say something to you. God has made for you a refuge. And all you've got to do is come to Christ. And you'll be saved as long as the high priest liveth. There are other foolish people here this morning. I turn from the unsaved, though I don't want to. Before I do, may I say this. If you're here this morning, you don't know that you're saved. You're a fool not to know. When this invitation is sung, after a while, the choir will sing, we will stand. I want every one of you, all this great crowd this morning, You've never trusted Christ. You don't know if you died you'd go to heaven. I want you to leave your seat in the balcony up here. Walk down those steps and down the steps there and down this aisle. I want you folks up here to choose one of those sets of stairs and walk down them and down this aisle. You folks up here can walk down that step or down those steps there. Or you folks here can walk down here or here. You folks over here can choose either one. And you folks up here can choose here or over here. And you folks on the lower floor can walk down any one of these aisles. And if you're here tucked away this morning and you've never known for sure that you're saved, you are foolish. And you'll die in your sins. And you'll die as a fool dies. There are people who are not only dying as fools dies, there are people who are living as fools live. I have six cities of refuge I want to hastily tell you about this morning. Number one, these are my cities of refuge. I've already come to the big city of refuge, and I'm saved as long as the high priest liveth. No way I'm going to lose it. I didn't work to get it, and I can't unwork not to get it. I didn't quit anything to get it, and I can't start doing something bad not to have it. I came to the city of refuge because there was mercy there for me. And I came because the high priest is alive and I'll have salvation as long as he liveth. But as a Christian, there are other things I need. I need a refuge often. For example, for my needs, I have the refuge of prayer. For my needs. When I have needs, and I have needs like you do, I have a refuge which I can flee. The refuge of prayer. How foolish we are. How foolish we are. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. The King of Glory wants you to talk to Him today. Your Creator wants to fellowship with you today. You don't have to carry your burden by yourself. Take them to Jesus Christ. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You have a burden this morning? Have a heartache this morning? Have a trial this morning? You get by yourself somewhere and fall on your face and stay around a while and look up to God and say, God, I need you. I need you. I promise you, you'll find a refuge in your time of need. Have a second city of refuge that I have, and that's refuge for my growth, and that's the Word of God. I'm amazed. I'm amazed at Christian people. We have needs. We'll turn the radio on. Listen to some radio preacher. You can bypass him. Go straight to God if you want to. We have needs. Turn the television set on. Look at some television preacher. Wants you to send him a dollar and he'll heal you. He's well healed himself. And you can bypass him and go straight to God. I think it'd be a wonderful thing today if every television evangelist went off the air. And if every radio preacher went off the air. And if all the money that they have spent were placed in building local New Testament churches the length and breadth of this country, and if God's people would spend all the time they spend watching so-called Christian TV and listening to so-called Christian radio in this book. I said, in this book. I said, in this book. It'd transform our nation. It'll transform your life. There it is, folks. The never-dying eternal Word of God. Only book that always was. Only book that always will be. And it's available. It's right there. You've got it on your lap. You've got it on your knee. You've got it beside you. You've got it on your coffee table at home. You've got it on the table beside the bed. Or you may have a copy, as I do, in your pocket here. In God's name, run to it. Foolish are you, are we, if we don't flee to the Word of God. There's a third city of refuge that I have. And that third city of refuge that I have is the Holy Spirit for my comfort. I run to the prayer for my needs. I run to the Bible for my growth. I run to God's Holy Spirit for my comfort. You see, when you got saved, somebody came to live in you. And that somebody is a member of the Godhead. As much God as Jehovah. As much God as Jesus. Look at this body here. Inside my body dwells the Holy Spirit of God. He came to comfort me. When I have a trial, He's as near as I am. He's closer to your house than the psychiatrist and a lot cheaper. He's closer to you than the psychologist and a lot cheaper. He's closer to you than all these books on how to find peace of mind. Let me tell you how to find peace of mind. You walk in the Spirit and you will find peace of mind.
When I have a burden, I come to Him. I rush to Him and flee to Him. When I have a need, I flee to my prayer place. When I have a need of growth, I flee to the Word of God. When I have need of comfort, I flee to the Holy Spirit. My city is a refuge. There's a fourth city of refuge. That's where I go for my encouragement. That's my church. My church. I never have understood why people say, "Well, Brother House, I'm backslidden, so I don't come to church." Well, bless God, that's the time you ought to come to church. Well, Brother House, I tell you what, I'm a little perplexed. I've got problems in my life. I don't come to church. Well, let me tell you. I made a statement years ago. I passed by a church over here in South Holland the other day, a Reformed church. They got my statement because nobody's ever made this before. Except me. I made this statement so often, a church is not a museum for saints, it's a hospital for sinners. I want to tell you something. You will have more fun, get more strength, get more encouragement at a New Testament church than you'll get anywhere else in the world. You need to come back. Hey, by the way, you need to come back on Sunday night. Hey, you need to come back on Wednesday night. Last Wednesday night in this auditorium, we had almost as many people as we have this morning, and that's the way it ought to be. Why? Because within driving distance of where you live is a church for which Jesus died, on which He founded, and that church is God's place of encouragement and fellowship, and you're not right with God if you're wrong with the church. There's a fifth city of refuge where I flee that I'm foolish if I do not flee to it. And that's for my strength. And that's serving others. Just as close as your block is somebody that needs you. I was in my motel room the other day. I got a phone call that broke my heart. I fell on my face and began to weep. I jumped up off my face as I've done all across this country and I began to run. I ran out of that motel room. I closed that door. I ran down the hallway, ran down the steps, ran out on the streets and tried to find somebody that had a need. I don't sit and look at my wounds. Have a pity party. The answer for your weakness, the answer for strength is in forgetting your own problems and thinking about others. Let me tell you what happened. Beautiful story. I ran down the hallway. I was brokenhearted. This has been a few months ago now. I found out that our daughter Becky was very ill. Found out she had one of the worst cases of lupus. And she'd had another report, and it was bad. And I was heartbroken. And I ran down the hallway, ran down the steps, went out on the streets. And I began to talk to people. And finally, after a while, I talked to a man. I said, "Sir, do you have a burden?" He said, "Yes, I do." I said, "What is it?" He said, "My daughter." I said, "Your daughter? What's wrong with your daughter?" He says, "She has leukemia." And all of a sudden, my burden was lighter. And I put my arms around him, and he began to cry. And I told him about the Savior, took this little testament out, and I told him, read the gospel to him, and told him about the Savior. And there on the sidewalk in a busy city, that man received Christ as his Savior. I walked back to my room with my burden lifted. Yes, Jesus took my burden I could no longer bear. Yes, Jesus took my burden in answer to my prayer. My anxious fear subsided. My spirit was made strong. For Jesus took my burden and left me with a song. How foolish we are. With a Bible close enough to open any time we want to, and we don't do it. With people in need, we can help, and we don't do it. With the Holy Spirit living right here in our bodies, we don't avail ourselves of Him. And with a prayer, with God Himself as close as dropping to our knees and talking to God. And if you don't have time, you don't have to drop to your knees. I'm saying there's a refuge for people who are bereaved. There's a refuge for folks who are sick. There's a refuge for those folks who are discouraged. There's a refuge for folks who are lonely. There's a refuge for folks who are brokenhearted. There's a refuge for folks who are perplexed. There's a refuge for folks who are scared. I'm saying we live as fools. Why? The God of heaven is available. The Word of God is available. The Church of Jesus Christ is available. Others who are in need are available. The Holy Spirit
is available. And we live complaining and griping and fussing and wishing and hurting and laboring when there are places we can go to get our strength and our refuge.
Abner dieth as a fool dieth. And then for my spirit, I go soul winning. For my spirit, I go soul winning. And they're everywhere. Illustration, I'm through. A lady in our church whose husband left her had a friend in California. This friend in California called her and said, "Would you get us an appointment with Dr. Hiles? Listen, sailors. Would you get us an appointment with Dr. Hiles?" And she said, "What? He's not going to be out there soon, is he?" "No. We want to fly to Hammond and talk to Dr. Hiles." She said, "It must be important." They said, "Yes, our marriage is on the rocks. We believe Dr. Hiles can help us." This member of our church said, "Do you mean that you're going to fly all the way from California and back? Don't you have a pastor out there?" They said, "In this case, we believe Dr. Hiles can help us." And they flew here. And I spent 2 or 3 hours in my study with them. And God came and bent low and came to that study. And the Holy Spirit seemed to tell me exactly what to say. And their marriage was salvaged. This has been several years ago. Went back to California. This little lady from Hammond, I get this. She came to my office. She put her head on my desk and began to cry. And she said, "I don't understand it. What a fool I was." They flew from California to get their marriage saved. And I don't live but a few miles from you. I could call you on the phone. I could have walked in your office any Sunday after the service and asked for an appointment. When my husband and I were having trouble. What a fool I was. Now he's gone. He's married to somebody else. No way to get him back. What a fool I was when they came from California and I wouldn't drive across town. What a fool we are. What fools we are with the eternal Word of God, and we never jump in it. With access to God at the prayer altar. What fools we are. With the Holy Spirit living in our bodies, we never come to Him for comfort. What fools we are. Abner dieth as a fool dieth. Abner dieth as a fool dieth. Why did Abner die as a fool dieth? Because Abner did not take advantage of the provisions that God Almighty had made for him. He could have lived. And David went to his funeral. No doubt saw his body and looked at him and said, "Abner dieth as a fool dieth." He could be in the city of refuge right now. He could be in Hebron, safe from the avenger, if he'd just taken advantage of God's provisions. I don't know about you, but if the God of heaven wants me to talk to him, I'm going to hang around him. I don't know what you're going to do, but if I believe this book is God's eternal book, I'm going to find out what's in it. I don't know what you're going to do, but if the Holy Spirit lives in my body, I'm going to talk to him. And go to Him for comfort. I don't know what you're going to do. But if Jesus thought enough to establish a church like this, I'm going to go to it. And I'm going to be faithful to it. Now look at me and I'm through. Every Christian in this room this morning ought to say to God, "I'm a fool. I'm a fool. I'm a fool." Some of you ladies are going to go back to your homes and you say, If I could come to a ladies' spectacular every week, I could make it. I can tell you a spectacular place you can come every minute. The Throne of Grace. I can tell you a spectacular book you can read anytime you want to read it. The reason you come to meetings like this is not so you can get some strength. It's so we can tell you how you can go home and get strength all the time. And this morning, if you're here and you've never trusted Christ, you die in your sins and go to hell, you'll die as a fool dieth. There's a city of refuge. That city's name is Jesus. You come and trust Him as your Savior. He'll make you His child. Write your name in heaven. And you won't die as a fool dieth. But there are people all over this room this morning who are going to say no to Christ. You're going to say, no, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell. I know if I died this moment, I would go to hell, but I'm not going to trust Jesus. I'm not ready. I don't want to be high pressured. And you'll die someday as a fool dieth. Don't do it. Come to Christ. No one is leaving unless you're going to be rude. Would you bow your heads, please, for prayer? Every head is bowed. Every eye is closed. Please do not move around.